The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 30 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published September 15. Included in the new cases are 19 unvaccinated individuals, 4 partially vaccinated people, and 7 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact and the other is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired and 1 is linked to close contact transmission. Springwater, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to travel. Barrie, 6, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other is listed as community acquired, no known link. Bradford, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. Oro Medant, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Midland, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Isa, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, and the other is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 3, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission. Ajala Tosarantio, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission. Muskoka District, 3, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old from Bracebridge. There are currently 250 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,248 cases of COVID-19 with 12,742 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,788 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 199 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 918 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76.6% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 83.3% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26.7% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67.3% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 15. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,212 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 61% Barrie 4,375 4, 191,121 the 3rd of September 14 2852 76.1% Bradford WG 2169 2106 38 the 1st of September 14 4969 73.6% Clearview 143,137 5 September 7th 951 70.2% Collingwood 260,250 the 3rd of September 14 1054 85.9% ESA 539,512 4 the 1st of September 14 2236 78% Innisfil 1306 1270 18 the 2nd of September 14 3168 70% Midland 212,200 the 6th of September 14 1158 80.6% New Tecumseth 1587 1535 18 the 3rd of September 14 3748 73.2% Aurelia 351334 the 8th of September 11 1038 83.2% Oro Medant 243230 the 5th of September 14 1042 88.2% Penetang Machine 207,196 the 8th of September 14 2148 83.6% Remara 118,113 the 1st of September 11 1129 64.8% Severn 9288 3 September 10th 6/13 60% Springwater 307,298 2 the 1st of September 13 1432 83.9% Tay 126,122 2 September 9th 1123 83% Tiny 139,134 the 2nd of September 12 1036 71.7% Wasaga Beach 300,284 5 the 2nd of September 14 1266 78.8% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.